Michael Jordan plays defense against a Chinese company.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. China is known for its knockoffs. There's widespread piracy and a general disregard for U.S.-style intellectual property rules. It's rubbed Hollywood the wrong way for a while. Now, basketball star Michael Jordan is trying to do something about it. He's suing a Chinese company that makes sportswear and shoes, arguing Chowdan is using his name without permission. For more, we go to the BBC's Martin Patience in Beijing. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is Michael Jordan accusing this Chinese company of doing wrong exactly?
Well, he's accusing this firm of unauthorized use of his name. Now, Michael Jordan in Chinese is called Chowdan. And certainly in China, China is basketball crazy. And Michael Jordan or Chowdan is a name that can be used to sell sportswear. So that's what he's accusing this firm of doing unofficially using his name.
So what happens from here then?
Well, he's filed a case in a Chinese court. It's not clear how that will proceed, but certainly this is a continuing issue in China. I think the argument would be that they're not using the Michael Jordan brand per se. They're using the Chowdan brand, which is obviously his Chinese name.
Now, in the past, we've also heard allegations of entirely fake Apple stores, almost completely recreated American trucks like a Ford F-150. What's going on?
Well, the rule of law in China is weak and copyright laws are often flouted. They are there, but they're often not implemented. I mean, just to give you an example, in Beijing, I don't know where I go to buy a genuine DVD of a Hollywood film. That's how pervasive the problem is in terms of copyright. China would say that it's a developing country. This is an issue in the developing world. The authorities say they're trying to take tougher measures, but when you speak to companies here, they say this is a problem that the Chinese authorities simply haven't got a hold of.
Now, are China's policies changing on this front at all?
Well, as I said, I mean, all the laws are in place. The authorities say they're trying to take a tougher line. I mean, the difficulties in these specific cases in terms of Chowdan, there'll probably be an argument over the language use. But the fundamental problem is that the rule of law remains weak in China, and often judges here are swayed in their decisions by bribery.
The BBC's Martin Patience in Beijing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, let's do the numbers. The S&P is up 0.3%. The Nasdaq is also up about 0.3% this morning. And the Dow is up more than 0.1%. It's crossed the 13,000 mark at 13,004. We've got word today that sales of new homes fell in January after 4 months of increases. 321,000 new houses sold last month, less than half the number economists say we need for a healthy market. But on the brighter side of the housing numbers, the government says sales at the end of 2011 were higher than they'd previously guessed. And news today, we're all feeling a little more hopeful about the economy. Consumer sentiment ticked up in February to a yearly high.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Constant Contact, celebrating the launch of Social Campaigns, a brand new social media marketing tool. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
The Dutch airline KLM has launched a new seating program. And no, this isn't another story about paying extra for your aisle seat. KLM is going to let flyers choose who to sit next to based on their online profiles. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
There are two types of airline passengers, says George Hobica of AirfareWatchdog.com.
Those who put their headphones on and bury themselves in a book, and those who are more social and who realize that actually the person sitting next to you could be your next business partner.
Or a dinner date. KLM's Meet and Seat program lets passengers post details from Facebook or LinkedIn. They can ping others who've shared data and ask to meet up before the flight, sit together, or share a taxi home. KLM's launched the service on just two routes. About 200 passengers have taken part. Simon Haslam at the Social Research Association says KLM gets innovation cred for doing this first.
it doesn't necessarily need to work in the long term for them to benefit in the short term for relatively low cost.
He expects more airlines to follow their lead, using existing social media to engage customers on the cheap. Though he says it's too early to tell who's more likely to use this type of service. Colleagues headed to a business conference or singles looking for love. Sites for the latter already exist. If you didn't get a chance to talk to that hottie 2 rows back, there's wemetonaplane.com to track them down later. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And now to Michigan. We've spent a lot of the week there covering the real economy and trying to understand how it's going to change the minds of voters in the upcoming primary. Well, today I had a quick Michigan question that I put to Marketplace producer and Michigan native Jolie Padokas. And that is this. When we hear about Michigan, a lot of us think Detroit. How dominant really is Detroit in the state?
Detroit's lost a lot of people over the past few decades, but the Detroit metro area still accounts for a third of the state's population. But to your point, I think that there's been a big push to get people to think beyond Detroit when they think of the state. So a few facts about Michigan. I know every state has a wine country nowadays, but there are some Rieslings coming out of Traverse City that are top rated. There's great skiing in the UP. That's the Upper Peninsula, if you've never been there. And the best rock climbing in the Midwest is just outside of the capital city, Lansing, in Grand Ledge, which is my hometown.
One more fact question for you about Michigan. Do you have any strong opinions on whether Michigan or Wisconsin is truly the Mitten State?
Adrian, I have incredibly strong feelings about this. And Michigan. Michigan has always been the Mitten. It's shaped like a hand. Wisconsin can try to be Michigan as much as they want, but they're just not going to get there.
That's Marketplace's Jolie Padokas. We've got a whole lot more from Michigan on our website at marketplace.org. While you're there, sign up for our podcast or weigh in on the Mitten debate. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
On the list of Oscar-nominated films this year is an animated short made not in Hollywood, but down in the bayou.
You can't throw a rock in California without hitting an animator, you know, or somebody else kind of in that field, and I don't think we're there yet.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Can Louisiana make it in the animation business? That story next time on Marketplace from APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.